Homes are flying off the market in 5 days on average. But in 10 specific greater Boston towns, the story this week is the opposite. And buyers who know where to look could save up to $60,000.
Let's start with the headline number. 270 sales closed this week across Greater Boston, with an average sale price of $1.27 and an average of just 5 days on market. That five-day figure tells you the core market is still extraordinarily tight.
5 days. That's basically the weekend. So where does the buyer leverage story fit in if homes are gone that fast?
It fits in the pockets, and that's exactly what makes this week's listicle so useful. There are 10 specific towns where sellers are blinking right now, and the data is pretty concrete. We're talking 20K to 60K in negotiable room, depending on where you land.
Walk us through the ones with the hardest numbers first.
Waltham is the standout on pure price movement. The median list price has dropped 42K from its Q1 2026 peak, which is an affordability ceiling story. Woburn is close behind with an average price cut of 28K, as sellers, who overpriced in Q1, are now adjusting.
So those are towns where the seller already moved. The price drop already happened before you even make an offer.
Exactly. The reduction is baked in, which means there may still be room to negotiate on top of it. Then you have Braintree, which has the highest rate of active listing reductions on the entire South Shore. 24% of listings have been cut.
24% is a striking number for that market. What about the towns where the story is more about supply than price cuts?
Malden is the one to watch there. Out-of-state investors exiting is creating unusual supply at below peak prices, which is a dynamic you rarely see in an inner ring suburb. And Quincy has a condo inventory at a 5-year high, which is suppressing buyer urgency and giving SFH shoppers unexpected negotiating room.
That Malden angle is interesting. Investor sell-offs can move fast. Is there a first-time buyer story in this week's data?
Stoughton is the clearest one. Under 600K homes are seeing 3 to 4% price cuts, and that's a price point where those cuts actually matter for qualification and down payment math. It's a genuine first-timer moment.
And then there's Framingham, which has been in the conversation a lot this year.
Framingham has a 47-day average DOM, and 19% of listings saw at least one price reduction in May. That combination of slow movement and active cutting is a clear signal that sellers there are negotiable. Woburn shares that 19% reduction rate, too.
What about the Route 495 corridor? I know that's been a remote work demand story for a few years now.
Tewksbury is the data point there. Remote work demand along 495 has normalized, and the market is cooling as a result. Burlington is a related story, but the driver is office-adjacent softness, with 22% of listings reduced since April.
So we've got two distinct flavors of softness: the remote work hangover out on 495 and the office demand hangover closer in.
Right, and then Medford is the one that surprised me most. Sellers there are routinely accepting 2 to 3% under ask now versus over ask just 18 months ago. That's a meaningful psychological and financial shift in a market that was relentlessly competitive.
So the core market is still moving at 5 days on average, but these 10 towns are essentially running a different race this summer.
That's the right frame. The aggregate numbers look hot, but aggregates hide the pockets. And right now, those pockets represent real documentable savings of 20K to 60K for buyers who do their homework.
This week's action item. If any of those 10 towns are on your list, pull the DOM and reduction rate data before your next showing. A seller who's already cut once is often ready to move again.